When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, two times best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. So today I am so excited to talk with you about why avoiding things blocks our manifestations and blocks alignment and abundance. This was something that I came across a couple of years ago and I recently spoke about in my 5 days to alignment and joy free challenge that I did, and it was something that we all really enjoyed talking about, so I really wanted to bring it here onto the podcast for those who didn't join the challenge to have a listen to and to expand this conversation with you, because it's really fascinating and I think a lot of people don't always realize how putting things off really does block us in all areas of our life, even if it's not related to our manifestation or our desire. So first of all, before we dive into things, I just want to give you a friendly reminder that my brand new Law of Attraction Manifestation course, Attract Alignment Abundance, is enrolling now. This is my first ever Law of Attraction Manifestation course. You guys have been asking me to do one for absolute years. So I have brought together my 6 years of Law of Attraction and Manifestation knowledge from my hours and hours of countless coaching sessions over the last 6 years, from my books, everything. I wanted to make something completely different to anything that's available for me right now, different from my books, different from my other bundles, and all the things that I offer you. So I wanted to wait until the right time to create something that felt truly in alignment and that would really serve you from a different perspective with law of attraction. So this 21-day mini course is designed to help you unlock abundance, attract alignment, and manifest your wildest dreams. This is my first and only in-depth course designed to create huge shifts in your life straight away. So I will be coaching you over the next 21 days on how to align with your true authentic self, attract your desires, and manifest abundance each and every day. So if you are ready to break through your blocks and resistance and attract your dream reality, you're ready to manifest from that aligned space and feel in alignment in every area of your life, this is the course for you. This is also the course for you if you are brand new to the law of attraction or have been manifesting for a while and you keep hitting blocks. Maybe you're aware of the blocks. Maybe you need that extra guidance of what is blocking me from feeling in alignment with myself and with my desires, Emma. This is the course for you if you are currently feeling stuck and out of alignment. Have you tried everything and you still don't feel like an energetic match with your desires? Then this course is for you, Queen. And for queens who want to break through to true alignment and abundance and attract your biggest dreams, I am so excited to bring this course to you, queens. It's been a long time coming and we start on the 6th of June 2022. And if you're listening to this afterwards, then you can, of course, join the waitlist to be notified when we next do it again. But I am so excited to bring this to you today. And we're actually going to be talking today a little bit about some of the themes that absolutely make sense with the course as well.
So in my free 5-day challenge, the last day we spoke about expansion, and we spoke about in terms of coming into alignment involves expansion, whether that is creating the space, because we need to create the space for the shifts, the change, and for change and alignment to occur. But we also need to look at what we are putting off, because this is a great decluttering process in itself. You guys have heard me talk about decluttering probably till the cows have come home before. So yes, decluttering your physical space, of physical things, emotionally decluttering, physically decluttering are all important things to do to create the space for abundance and also to create the space for shifts and alignment to happen. But we also have to look at the things that we are avoiding. And I was very good at this, guys. Like a couple of years ago, I made the commitment to myself to stop avoiding two things that I was really avoiding in life, because I worked out and realized it was actually really blocking me. Not necessarily all of my massive desires, but it definitely was blocking abundance from flowing to me. Now, I have witnessed this in things that absolutely do relate to manifestations previously, and I've thought, come on, Emma, stop putting it off. You're putting off that manifestation by doing that. But I actually want to highlight as well things that don't always necessarily directly relate to our manifestation, because a lot of the queens were surprised that two things that seemed, sort of trivial that I was avoiding in my life was impacting or could have been impacting some of my biggest desires that were completely unrelated. So if you have a to-do list that you have been putting off, life admin that you have been putting off, whether it's booking in that doctor's appointment, going to the dentist, whatever it is, sorting through that cupboard, getting your affairs in order, doing your bookkeeping and your financing for your life or your business, whatever it may be, this is your reminder this week. If you are feeling stuck or out of alignment, something needs to shift. And of course, there's other steps that we can follow with this. But I really want to highlight with you how putting off things does block us. So two examples that I really want to give you were commitments that, well, things I'd put off for nearly a decade, it's that bad. And what happened as I committed to doing those things last year and this year, and what has happened as a result of that. So previously with some manifestations, I definitely was, like, say for instance, I was trying to attract a certain amount of money in my business for the year, but then I'd be putting off my bookkeeping or putting off my tax return, for example, or submitting it. So then that would block the abundance because I would have no idea how much I'd actually manifested, right? I'd have a rough goal. So then I kicked my ass in gear and I now do monthly accounting. I also have an accountant, which I did have before, but I rely on those services more and allow myself to be fully aware and fully in the know. It's a great business tip first and foremost, but secondly, it's great for abundance. So there are things like that in the past. And even one of my clients, I remember, was saying, like, she was trying to manifest her dream acting role and she'd be putting things off, like, getting fit, having her teeth whitened, going back to the gym and just eating that bit healthier to prepare for that role. So it can look like so many different things for different people. But ironically, this is preparing for our manifestations, which is a whole chapter in my new book, Hurt, Healing, Healed, that comes out in October 2022. So there is preparing for our manifestation, which is i.e. doing the things that we've been putting off and ticking those things off our checklist. So this absolutely does go hand in hand with this conversation today. So the two things that I shared in the challenge, which I had been putting off, was going to the dentist and learning how to drive. So I actually don't have a driver's license. I'm 28 years old and I don't have a driver's license, and I avoided the dentist for 10 years. And the irony is that whenever I tell people this, they're like, but Emma, your teeth are amazing. And I'm like, well, yeah, sure, because I didn't want to go to the dentist that much. I had to keep them looking good. So I had avoided it for a very long time. The driving side of things, it just didn't really interest me. It didn't feel exciting. It's not something I felt called to. I did do some lessons when I turned 17 with my dad, and that was traumatizing enough for me to not want to do it for 10 years after that. So before my 28th birthday, so this was the beginning of last year, I decided that I wanted to break through those fears. I do have a fear of flying as well, but I've always pushed through that because holidays are more important to me. But those two things I purposely avoided. And as I've got older, like, I've always found a way with, you know, transport and stuff like that. So the transport and driving has never really been an issue. It's more of just been a thing where I'm like, right, I'm getting older now. I feel like once kids come along, I'm going to need it. So I might as well do it now. And the beginning of last year is when that kind of feeling started to come in. But because of COVID and all the backlog and all the delays, basically, I remember reading a news article, I think it was last summer, that said that there's like a year's wait list for lessons, for tests, for everything. So I was like, well, there's no point even attempting this at this point then. So I kind of was like, yay, like, I don't have to learn how to drive yet. But I knew I'd set the intention and I knew I would have to follow through with it. So the dentist came much easier to myself. And I thought, you need to get your teeth in gear. You have one set of teeth, Emma. You need to stop putting this off. Like, you're so like confident, go out there, get everything, like achieve your goals. Yet you're scared of the dentist. Like, I thought, this is ridiculous. And like, I haven't even had like a really traumatic or like bad experience at the dentist. All that happened was literally like 12 years ago, I was told that I needed a filling and I didn't want that filling. And I knew intuitively that I didn't need that filling because my orthodontist, when I had my braces, told me that. So I told myself that story, kept going for 2 years, and then was like, every time they're saying it, they're getting more like persuasive. So I was like, I'm just not going to go to the dentist. So it started from that. And it sounds silly, like looking back, that I have managed to avoid it for so long. But I did. I did things that still kept my teeth in good nick. Obviously, I really do look after them anyway. So I'm really, really lucky that I never had any problems. I've never had any issues. I'm really blessed with my teeth. I have really good teeth. So I was very lucky in that regard. But two simple things like that did impact abundance. Of course, abundance flowed to me. Of course, I manifested my dreams over the last 6 years. But from actually making those two conscious shifts of, come on, it's time, Emma, you've avoided them for a decade, it's about time we deal with this, massive shifts started to happen. And I felt so much more abundant, so much more aligned, so much more in flow, just from saying, I'm going to address these things. Because of the COVID waitlist, it was really, really difficult to get those two things off and going. But I decided that I wanted to go privately with my dentist because I knew and had heard from fellow people who are dentist phobes that going private was the best way to go. They had such a better level of service and recommended people to go to. So I signed up to private dentist locally and I had a really positive experience. I started going to the hygienist first before I could get a proper appointment because of the wait list, and I was put totally at ease. It was a total different experience. I actually really enjoy looking after my teeth in that way now. It sounds silly, but I actually really like the dentist. I'm like, do you know what? Positive experience, positive reframe there. So I'm really lucky that I now have a lovely, lovely dentist who puts me at ease, who's really lovely, and honestly couldn't wish for a better one, if I'm honest. And ironically, she picked up on the filling and she said, there was a couple of things that we want to do. But she said, like, come back and do the, I think they call it like cementing or something, where they just like even out the surface or something of one of the teeth. So she said, like, you won't need any injections or anything for that. So come and do that first. You can build your trust with us and then we'll review everything. So she did that and it was fine. I survived. It was literally over in 5 minutes. And she was like, do you know what? I don't think you need that filling. It's not even that bad. And I thought, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There is a God and universe. And for me, I was like, I manifested that because I knew that filling did not need to happen. I knew it all those years ago, 12 years ago, 12 years that's been like that. And I've had no aches, no pains, no issues. So I knew that it wasn't that bad, but I also trusted her judgment and her opinion of it. So for her to say that, I was like, praise the Lord be. So I got over that fear and I did it. And now I go regularly every 6 months. And it's really interesting because a lot of the queens in the challenge were like, I'm exactly the same. I haven't been for the same amount of time or less. Like, I've been putting it off too. So the dentist, I think, is one that we all put off. Mine went a little bit on too long, if I'm honest. But again, shows I look after my teeth still. Like, I have amazing teeth and always have done, right? So that's not me saying to avoid it for 10 years. That's me saying, like, trust your intuition. Like, trust your intuition. And it really felt right to now prioritize that. Same with driving. Like, the beginning of this year, it was like a flick had switched in my head. And I was like, I have the time to do this now. I've just wrapped up writing Hurt, Healing, Healed. I'm not planning to write another book till the end of the year. I have space in my life. I'm really in a good place in life right now. I don't have massive, massive focuses this year. And I think the reason why I've put it off for so long is just I'm constantly creating. Like, the last 9 years of my life have been solely focused to my businesses, writing books, launching courses, launching programs, doing stuff, doing one-to-ones. Like, you know, I'm always working on a project. So to have the headspace and energy and to give my all to that driving and studying and doing the theory test and then the practical, like, it's a lot of energy. And I just knew I couldn't commit to it until this point in my life where I was more stable, my life was more stable, and I felt in a really good place. So the beginning of this year, it was like a flickered switch. And I was like, now is the time to do this. So I revised solidly for 2 months and for my theory test. And I did it properly this time. I did do it a couple of years ago. I did it twice and failed by 1 point each time. This is exactly what happened with my maths test. So my maths GCSE in school, I still don't have a maths GCSE to this day. I failed it 3 times by 1 mark, and I took it as a sign of it's just not meant to be. And yeah, I've still been a banking manager at one of the UK's leading banks. I've always held jobs down, and I have also been a money saving expert. So the irony is there on that one.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So I took it as a sign a couple of years ago of like, it's just not time to do your like driving right now. Like, it's just not the right time. And it really wasn't, to be fair. So this time round, third time lucky, I put 2 months of solid revision in. I really committed to it, created the space, had a lot of fun with it, and did manage to start manual lessons just before I took my test. So obviously I had some physical lessons this time round as well. I passed my test, which I was so happy about, and I got 49 out of 50, which is, I still pinch myself, only because I am terrible at tests. I am absolutely terrible. In school, they were not a vibe for me. So it's almost ironic that something I've put off for so long and have been worried about so much, I literally get 49 out of 50. I think it's pure chance, pure luck of the questions. Everybody around me was like, no, Emma, you worked hard for that. And I did work hard for it, to be fair. But I do think it was luck of the questions and intuition purely, if I'm honest. I did not think I would score that high at all. I thought I was going to scrape a pass because there were some questions I didn't know. So I then started doing my lessons. And I got to a point where I did like 8 manual lessons. And I really, really struggled with it because it was feeling good to start off with. But then, you know, I was told by everybody that they didn't enjoy doing driving lessons, like they didn't enjoy learning manual, but you get over it. And even my instructor told me this, but each lesson just felt so horrible. And I literally would wake up and dread it to the point of nearly crying every like week I had a lesson. Nothing against my instructor. She was absolutely lovely and the nicest person ever, who really built my confidence up from literally nothing when I started. But I just hated it. And I knew it wasn't in alignment. And I knew it, my whole soul and body was like, this is not the way to go. It was to start off with, but not now. And I thought, I'm going to have to switch to automatic and try automatic just to see how I feel, because I'm worried I'm going to give up and I'm worried I'm going to quit this altogether, which is not what I wanted to do. I still wanted to do the goal and I still wanted to, you know, get through with it. So I switched to automatic and it was like a whole new driver. Like I went from like adrenal stress, anxiety attacks every manual lesson, to literally enjoying driving and going from like not just doing like left hand and right hand turns to literally doing roundabouts, traffic lights, and driving all around where I live and all different busy roads at 5 p.m. rush hour in two lessons, which is incredible. So for me, I feel in alignment with it now, because I was like, do you know what? Like, I was pushing and pushing and pushing through to please other people. And there were a lot of judgments from people saying like, oh, you know, everybody has this, like you need to do manual. And I'm like, but a lot of cars are automatic now. Like, and I think a lot of people just really judged it and it was really funny. And I was like, you know what? I really don't care, because I've got to do what's best for me. I've got to do what is going to help me see this through to the end. And I have to feel comfortable. If I, you know, I'm an anxious driver anyway, so I need to feel comfortable on the road, period. So I do now. So for anybody listening, I know there was one girl who was like, oh, thank God you're saying this, Emma, because I've had exactly the same and I really want automatic. It's the best thing ever. And it actually makes driving enjoyable if you don't enjoy it and you're learning or whatever at the moment. So these were two things that I had put off. Trivial things. The two things that I had resisted so much, they were creating blocks. And, you know, I noticed that when I had just manifested a really big manifestation in my life, so although I don't feel like my biggest manifestations came into my life from just doing and committing to those two things, but the willingness was happening all around that time. And also I felt so much more financial abundance started coming into my life, ironically. And I just feel like so much flow and ease, and I just feel so much more aligned within myself and flowing. I don't feel like there's blocks. I don't feel like there is resistance. And those two things were resistance, a big resistance, right? And they were two fears of mine that I wasn't addressing. So we have to address our fears to be able to break through them and break through to abundance. So although neither of those things, like, you know, obviously like learning how to drive is on my 30 before 30 list, but neither of them were like big, massive life goals that were impacting the biggest manifestations of my life. But when we put things off, when we don't do things, when we know we need to do things and we have this to-do list that's piling up and piling up, we are creating resistance. We are not creating an expansive energy of receiving or an expansive space to receive new abundance, because we have all these like human 3D little like niggling things that we have to deal with. And, oh, I don't want to deal with that bill. Oh, I really don't want to have to call up Sky and deal with that. Oh, I really don't want to do this. When we do those things, we create blocks and resistance. So you may think this is like the weirdest podcast ever, Emma. You're telling us to go and deal with all of our human like to-do list chores and all the things that we've been putting off, and yet you're telling us this is the secret to abundance. I'm telling you it's the secret to alignment, and alignment is the secret to abundance. So when we are expansive in our energy and we're not chaotic, we're not burnt out, we're not avoiding things, because remember, everything is energy. So if we're avoiding something, we're resisting something. If we're avoiding something, we are putting out an energy that makes us not fully receiving in life. If we're avoiding something, we're avoiding something in another area as well, guaranteed. And if we're avoiding something, we are then putting a block in place. So instead of being that flowing self of booking the dentist, no problem, going to Tesco, no problem, calling up the phone company, no problem. Instead of just dealing with things, I'm not saying you have to deal with everything as it comes up. Like sometimes we generally do want to deal with it on Wednesday instead of Monday. But if you're putting things off like for a long period of time where you're like, oh, I really have to deal with that. I really should go to the dentist. Oh, this podcast is resonating too much. Then this is your sign to go and do those things. And from doing this challenge, so many queens have messaged me like, Emma, that is something, you are right. Because I went and did that. I went and booked the dentist. I went and booked my haircut. I went and did this. So I went and cleared this drawer. I went and whatever. And instantly money came through, or instantly I felt shifted, or instantly I felt so much better. So when we have that list of, and I know what it's like even in work, when I have a list of like, I love all of my work, bearing in mind, I love all the things I do. But when I do have a list of more like boring things, like replying to the trademark office or like messaging the accountant, like we're talking like those things that are not the funnest things in the land. When I have a list of really human, practical things to do, even in the business, like I will drag my heels. I will find any task to do to avoid those boring their tasks. And then I get to a point in the day where I'm like, you've got to deal with them, Emma. And then it gets throughout the week and I'm like, oh yeah, I've done all the fun, happy tasks. I found all this work that I didn't even need to do. And then I get super stressed and super burnt out, then having to address all the, you know, the menial tasks right at the end of the week, which does not feel good. So it then stresses me out. I then feel like, oh, I've had such a, you know, terrible day at work. When actually, if I just done them when they came up or when they were on my to-do list, I could have spaced them out. And actually that one little like 10 minute, you know, ugh, that was a bit boring task would have been absorbed by like the 6 hours of really positive stuff that also happened throughout my day. So when we put stuff off, we've got that energy, that resonance just lurking in the background being like, hey, I'm still here. So you can't expect to create an expansive container of abundance or an expansive container of alignment and shifts if there is stuck and stagnant energy. And things like tasks, chores, life admin, all those things become stagnant energy. And you really wouldn't think it. And a lot of people were really shocked when I was talking about this on the live, because they were like, really? Like this stuff has an impact? And I'm like, go and try it. Go and try it for the next few weeks and do everything that you need to do in your life admin that you've been putting off, maybe declutter a drawer. If you've got like a messy space in your office, like I definitely do, I'm looking frozen. So don't put things off, because when we do the things on our list, when we tick them off, we create that expansive space for new opportunities. So a lot of people were shocked when I was sharing this in the group, but I was like, go and try this for the next couple of weeks. Go and try this and do, like, whether you have to declutter your drawer, like you've been looking at a messy part in your office. I know I definitely have one of those. You know, if you're putting things off, like whether it's decluttering your physical home or a little area, if it is doing some life admin, booking some appointments, getting your eyebrows waxed, getting your hair done, going to the dentist, whatever it is, if you've been putting these things off, commit to doing them over the next few weeks, commit to clearing that to-do list and see what shifts for you. So when we put things off, we create a resistance. When we are open and saying, okay, I may not enjoy the dentist, but it's going to help my teeth. It's going to support me in the long run. So actually, I am just going to book that appointment in. It may feel uncomfortable for that half an hour I'm there. It's probably not something that I particularly enjoy doing. But in the long run, it's going to help and support my health, which is really important, and support my smile for as long as possible. So do you know what? I'm just going to book it in and get it over and done with. Even just that attitude shifts so much stuff. When we are a flowing container, when we're a flowing energy with life, we flow with abundance. We attract abundance, and that abundance can flow into our life because it's that energetic match. But when we become a brick as such of like, boom, I'm not doing this, no, I don't want to book in that, whatever it is. We become a brick in a body of water, and the brick stays still. There's not much flows to the brick because it's solid and it's resisting. It's working against the flow of the water. It's working against the flow of abundance and the universe. So I really want to remind you today to stop putting off the things that you've been putting off, whether it's a 10-year dentist appointment, whether it's a 10-year learning how to drive, whatever it is, I want you to address it. Because you may not think that it's blocking your desires. You may not think, Emma, it's in a completely different area of my life. But as I've shown you, mine were completely unrelated and were creating resistance, were creating blocks. And the flow and the peace and the ease that I feel in life now, like, it just seems silly. But also, I had to wait until the right time. I had to wait until the right time where I had this space in my life. The dentist, yeah, was just more resistance. That could have fitted in at any point. But the flow in terms of driving had to flow into the right time of my life where I could give it my energy, give it my all, have the space to do it and do it well, which obviously is now. So trust your intuition, trust the timing of your life. But make sure you are addressing the things that you've been putting off because you do not want any resistance in your life. Because any resistance in your life to anything is creating a resistance with your desires. Mirrors, like attracts like. So stop putting those things off. You know it's going to be worth it once you've done it. You know it's supporting you. You know it's probably for your highest good. So commit to doing those things over the next few weeks and let me know what happens as a result. Let me know that expansion that happens, that alignment that happens. And of course, if you've enjoyed this podcast and you enjoyed what I was sharing a little bit earlier about my new Attract Alignment Abundance course, we cover this and so much more in this course. This course is designed to help bring you into true alignment with yourself and your desires. In week one, we focus on attract, which is manifesting and setting intentions from an aligned space and setting intentions that are aligned to you. So we go deep, we go into intuition, clear vision, clarity, everything in that week. Week two is alignment, where we really look at coming into alignment with yourself. It's looking at the inner work, looking at blocks, resistance, and how we remove those blocks and resistance to embodying and expressing your true authentic self and blocks and resistance with your desires to be clear them. And then in week three, abundance, we then go through what abundance really means. We go through how to fully receive and learn how to receive properly in your life and get into the energy of receiving. I walk you through how to receive abundance each and every day and how to become that abundance magnet from that aligned space. So there is so much that we do. And obviously me just sharing a few minutes is not giving it justice at all. So make sure to click the link in the description or head on over to my website, emmamumford.co.uk, and have a look under courses and events. The link is there and you'll be able to see a video from myself where I take you inside the course and explain what's in there. And of course, all the bonuses, all of what's included and everything like that is all on the webpage. But it is my most exciting and most accessible offering yet. And I am so excited to get started with you all on the 6th of June. This has been a long time coming and it feels so good and ironically so in alignment that the course should be about alignment. But I really hope this podcast has given you lots of tips and tools and tricks that you can go away with this week to stop blocking yourself by putting things off. So please do let me know how you get on. So thank you so much guys for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook where you can join myself and other like-minded souls where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.